Welcome to Phone Boy Speaks, a short, irregularly produced podcast about whatever happens to be on my mind.
When I started this podcast, I don't know, 8+ years ago, I had somebody else design album art for me because, well, I didn't know anything about album art. And so I had somebody, I got somebody on app.net to design something for me. They were willing to do it. And so that's been the album art I've been using in this podcast, well, until fairly recently when I decided, hey, yeah, I can take a picture and slap some text on it. I know enough about how to use GIMP to do that. And so that's what I did. And so now the new album art, which I think I finally have rolled out into the podcast feed, both in the album art for the podcast and the episode art, which I forgot to update in Auphonic, is now up to date. And you know, the funny thing is that a lot of podcasts almost never change their album art. And it's in some podcasts, like No Agenda, changes their album art with every episode. Of course, No Agenda has a lot of producers, and several of them like to make art. There is an art generator to submit art with. There's a lot of great art. Some of it gets used for the podcast. Some of it gets used for other things. It is a treasure trove of material. I wish I had something like that, but yeah, I don't have that kind of community around my podcast. So yeah, that's not going to happen. But you know, if you got some ideas for podcast art, yeah, go for it. I guess I take enough pictures. I could potentially use. That's actually what Hog Story does. John Fletcher has got a lot of photos, and so he will overlay text on photos of things he takes. And yeah, I don't take photos of too many interesting things. You know, maybe I should do that a bit more and maybe use it for podcast art. I don't know. But am I going to change my podcast art on every episode? Probably not. But I should probably change it a little more often than once every 8 years. It is something that, podcasts can do. And, you know, unfortunately, not all podcast apps handle it very well. I have even using the Breeze app to stream value for value payments for podcasts. It doesn't keep up with No Agenda's ever-changing art. And, when I changed the art for this podcast, yeah, it didn't update either. So, and some podcast apps actually do have a way to, I don't know, force a refresh of the art or whatever, but No Agenda kind of breaks the standards there. Is that, yeah, literally every episode has different album art. They change the album art for the podcast to the current episode art. And not enough podcasts do that. So not enough podcast apps actually update. But then again, you know, not enough podcast apps are adapting the new stuff in podcasting 2.0. This is kind of a chicken and the egg thing. This is kind of been the problem that that podcasting has had. If it's not implemented by Apple or now Spotify, then it hasn't been implemented. But people are doing it anyway, and that's the nice thing about RSS is it's an open standard. You can extend it fairly easily. Yeah, things that don't support certain tags can just simply ignore them. But those apps that actually do support them can start using them. Hosts can start supporting those tags if they wish. The podcast apps can also, will get demand for that. And this is how the industry moves forward. Yeah, podcasting really hasn't the delivery format and things haven't changed in a long time. And there's a lot of opportunity there. And that's where podcasting 2.0 has been a very nice thing. I'd listen to that podcast if you haven't already. Chances are, if you're listening to me, you're probably listening to that already, and streaming some value. And hey, find me in Breeze or one of the apps that supports streaming sats to people, because I take sats, and that's one way to show you're listening. And you know, it's not about the money, because you're not getting a whole lot of money from it, but show the concept works, right? And I think it's actually something that I saw this with music industry. The Apple says they pay 1 cent per stream of a song, whereas Spotify has some complicated formula. I've got to find the article that I read about that. And this is where I think we call it podcasting, but the technology could be used for any number of things. I mean, an artist could make their music catalog available through one of these apps. It would be a quote unquote podcast app, doesn't have to be, but, and then when you listen to said music, that you can stream value, and you can even decide, okay, I want to kick in some, do a boost and send in some extra sats for this music. And so, and I see that with my podcast. So, this is something that, you ought to be taking advantage of. You should be following and asking your podcast app of choice, hey, you should really be adopting some of these podcasting 2.0 features, because yeah, that's moving podcasting forward. And it's not just about album art. And I kind of walked into podcasting 2.0, but it's been on my mind a lot lately. It's really exciting to finally see podcasting moving forward. And, we can definitely make podcasting great again.
Thanks for listening to Phoneboy Speaks. You can find us on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher Radio, or wherever fine podcasts are found.